The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gardaí have arrested a man in his 30s in connection with an incident in a rural area of County Louth in which three people were killed. Well, our reporter Jessica Woodlock is at the scene. And Jessica, we've been learning more and more about this incident throughout the day. What can you tell us about what happened?
Hi, Kira. So Gardaí were called to what they've described as a very serious incident here outside the village of Talentstown. Some nearby Gardaí units from Ardee, Drogheda and Dundalk responded, and they arrived to the scene around 10 o'clock. Gardaí say they then found the bodies of three people. Now, these three victims are two men and a woman, and they were all found inside of a house. And the house, Kira, is on a tiny laneway outside, as I mentioned, the village of Talentstown, around the very rural area of Annaminion in County Louth, not too far away from Louth Village and Carrickmacross. So this morning then, for a short time, Gardaí described the incident as an ongoing one. However, they then made an arrest, as you mentioned earlier this afternoon, and they say they're not looking for anyone else at the moment. A man in his 30s was arrested in connection with the investigation, and we're told he's being detained in a Garda station in the northwest region. Now, this evening here, the scene itself remains closed off. The laneway is blocked here by Gardaí on both sides, and a blue tent has been put up outside the house with a number of Garda forensic units going in and out throughout the day. Now, it's not yet clear how exactly these three adults died, but all three bodies remain at the scene at the moment, and the state pathologist is due to arrive to the house at any point this evening.
And the three victims, Jessica, are believed to be members of the same family. Is that right?
That's right, Kira. A really, really tragic incident. They are believed to be family members. We don't know the exact ages of the three victims, but it's understood that the residence here that Gardaí are at is a family home, and all three people that were found dead are adults. It's expected that the three people who died here, so as I mentioned, two men and a woman, will be named locally by tomorrow morning. But given the serious and really tragic nature of this incident, that could happen as soon as tonight.
Very, very difficult for all family members involved there and for the wider community. As you mentioned, the house is in a rural location. It sounds like the type of place where everybody knows everybody. What's the reaction been from the local community, Jessica?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kira. From speaking to neighbours today, it's just pure shock. If you can imagine the scene here earlier today, there were a number of Garda cars, and there's still a really heavy Garda presence in this really, really small area. And locals here say they just didn't know what was happening for a long time. And it's the type of area where it's nearly a one-way system on the roads here because it's so small. So everyone has actually been coming down and walking down the local laneways to the area that's cordoned off to just get some information about what has been happening throughout the day. I spoke to two men earlier who lived just beside the residence, and they said they were just in shock. And like everyone else, they were just waiting for more information as to what actually transpired. So it does seem to be a really small and tight-knit community here, Kira. And just a few minutes ago, I spoke to local Fianna Fáil councillor John Sheridan, and he says the entire community is really just in shock.
It's a very remote rural area, 11 kilometres outside Dundalk, between Louth Village, Talentstown and Killarney. And I suppose it's the type of area everyone knows everyone. So in relation to this house and this family, I would have known it personally from calling in the local elections, talking to the family, would have known the family to see and interact with at different sporting events around the Dundalk area. So that certainly is very tragic. And I suppose in terms of the grieving family, you know, it's obviously a very, very tough time, but a tough time for the whole community as well.
And I'm sure lots of people have been reaching out to you today. Can you just sort of tell me what locals, what the community are really saying?
Look, it's genuine shock. As I said, they would have been very much known in sporting circles, and their family would have been known, would have been educated locally. So this is genuinely shocking. And I suppose in terms of anybody grieving in relation to this incident, or if they're impacted by this incident, is to seek help, seek support in whatever way that look. And that's not to prejudice anything in relation to a Garda investigation.
And that was John Sheridan, Fianna Fáil councillor for Ardee and Mid Louth, finishing up that update from our reporter in County Louth, Jessica Woodlock.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.